Yevamos chapter 7, Mishnah 5. Oines v'mafata v'ashoita. The violator, that means the rapist, a man who rapes a woman. The seducer means he doesn't physically rape her, but he uses means to coerce her to do what he wants, to have relations with him, and a mentally defective person. So these three, lo poislin v'lo machlin, they do not affect a woman's right to eat truma either way. And what does that mean? So let's take the violator and the seducer. So if a man, if an Israelite man violates a woman or seduces a woman, and she's a Kohen, let's say, so that doesn't affect her right to eat truma. She's still able to eat truma. Also, if he was a mentally defective person and he marries the Yisrael, so let's say he's a Kohen and he's mentally defective, and he marries a Yisrael, a woman who's a Yisrael. So normally she would now be able to eat truma because she married a Kohen. But because the Kohen in this case is mentally defective, so she's not allowed to she's not allowed to eat truma because her husband's mentally defective. And so too if it was the other way around. If he was a Yisrael and he was mentally defective and he married a woman who was a Bas Kohen, she's a Kohen, so normally that would prevent her from eating truma. But it doesn't, because he's mentally defective. So you see, either way, it doesn't stop her from eating truma, and it doesn't give her the right to eat truma. That's what the Mishnah says. V'im einam royen lebo b'Yisrael, if the man is not fitting to marry into the Jewish people, then harei elu poislin, and he has relations with a woman, he does forbid her from eating truma. So what's an example? It says the Kaati a mamza. If the man was a mamza, and he had relations with a woman who is a Kohen, she's a Bas Kohen, so that relationship is forbidden. And because this Bas Kohen has now had a forbidden relationship, she loses her right to eat truma. So the mamza can forbid the woman from eating truma. Carries on the Mishnah, other cases. Kate said, Yisrael Shebo al Bas Kohen. If a normal Yisrael man has relations with a Bas Kohen, Toichel b'truma, she can still eat truma. We said that before. He doesn't marry her, he just has relations with her. He's a Yisrael, she's a Bas Kohen. He has relations with her, so she's still allowed to eat truma. Ibra, if she gets pregnant, lo toichel b'truma, so now she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Because of the child, even the unborn child, she loses her right to eat truma because the unborn child is a Yisrael. Nechtach ha'ubar b'maya. If the child is aborted, if the fetus is aborted, it's either kind of aborted in vitro or the child is born but doesn't live, toichel, then she can once again eat truma. So the case over there is the daughter of a Kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. She has relations with a man who's a Yisrael. She's still allowed to eat truma. But now she becomes pregnant from him. So now she's pregnant, she loses her right to eat truma because of the child, the unborn child. But if the child aborts, she once again is able to eat truma because she is a Bas Kohen. Next case, Kohen Shebo al Bas Yisrael. If a Kohen has relations with a Bas Yisrael, so the man is a Kohen in this case, and the woman is a Bas Yisrael. Now if a Kohen man marries a Bas Yisrael woman, he would confer on her the right to eat truma because she's married to a Kohen. They don't get married in this scenario, they just have relations. Lo toichel b'truma. She's not allowed to eat truma. Because they're not married, just having relations with the Kohen does not give her the right to eat truma. Ibra, if she falls pregnant from the Kohen, lo toichel, she's still not allowed to eat truma. But yalda, if she gives birth to a Kohen, a child who is now a Kohen, because the child goes, the Kohen status goes after the father, Toichel. So in this case over here, she can eat truma because she effectively has a child who is a Kohen. So that's the scenario over there. If a woman who is unmarried has a child with a Kohen, the child gets the status of the Kohen father, and therefore the woman would be allowed to eat truma even though she is a Bas Yisrael and she never married the guy, but she's got his child. The fact that she's got his child gives her the right to eat truma. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza kachoy shel ben gadol mishel av. In this case over here, you see the power of the child. is greater than the power of the father, because when the father had relations with the woman, she couldn't eat truma. When the child is born, she can eat truma. Next case of the Mishnah, ha'eved poisel mishum bia. A slave forbids through relations, va'enel poisel mishum zera, but does not forbid through offspring. So what does that mean? Ketzad, says the Mishnah. What does that mean? And the Mishnah gives an example. Bas Yisrael l'kohen. If there was a Bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen. So an Israelite woman married to a kohen. Now in this scenario, the Israelite woman is allowed to eat truma, right? Because she's married to a kohen. The other way around, for example, Bas kohen l'Yisrael. If there was a Bas kohen, she was a kohen. She married a Jew, a normal Jew. She's not allowed to eat truma. V'yalda menu ben. In either scenario, they have a child. They have a son. V'halacha ben v'nichbash al hashifcha. That child, that offspring, he goes and he has relations with a non-Jewish woman, with a non-Jewish slave. V'yalda hamenu ben, and the child is born from that union. Harei ze evet, so the child is a non-Jewish slave, because the child, the status of the child will go after the mother, in that case over there. So ha'asa'im aviv bas Yisrael l'kohen. So if the son who had relations with the non-Jewish woman, he had the forbidden relations. If his mother was a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, right? So his mother was allowed to eat truma. He is allowed to eat truma, and he's now had this illegitimate offspring. If he dies and his father dies, lo toichal betruma, the mother does not get the right to eat truma because of her grandchild. Normally, the mother, normally a grandchild would confer on the grandmother the ability to eat truma, but because the grandchild in this scenario over here is a slave child, and because it was born from a non-Jewish slave, the grandchild does not confer rights on the grandmother to eat truma. And other way around, bas kohen l'Yisrael toichal betruma. If the grandmother was a bas kohen, she was a kohen and she was married to Yisrael. So if she has a child who's a Yisrael, or a grandchild that's a Yisrael, and her husband dies, she's still not allowed to eat truma because of the child or the grandchild. Over here, the scenario is her child, her grandchild is illegitimate. Her grandchild was the result of a union between her child and a slave. So the grandchild is a slave. So if her husband and her son passes away, all that's left is this illegitimate offspring. She's a kohen. She's a bas kohen. Her grandchild is a non-Jewish slave. The grandchild does not prevent her from eating truma. Hear that. Does not prevent her from eating truma. So that's the next case of the Mishnah. Carrying on, next case of the Mishnah. Mamza poisel u'maychel. A mamza forbids and confers the ability to eat truma. Now, what's going on over here is there's different opinions as to exactly what a mamza is. And this case over here, we're going to see is a case that this mamza is a slave. It's a person who has relations with a slave or a non-Jew. A woman has relations with a slave or a non-Jew. This opinion is that the child is a mamza. So if the father's a non-Jew, this opinion says the child is a mamza. We don't paskin like this. This is not the law. But this Mishnah is going according to that opinion. There is an opinion that if the father is not Jewish, the child is a mamza. We don't paskin like that. But says this Mishnah as follows. Mamza poisel l'machel ketzad bas Yisrael l'kohen. If there was a bas Yisrael that married a kohen. So the woman is Jewish. She's a normal Jew. She marries a kohen. Ubas kohen l'Yisrael, or the other way around. She's a kohen and she marries a Yisrael. V'yalda hamenu bas, and they have a daughter. So they have a daughter. And then v'halcha bas v'niseis le'eved or le'goy. That daughter goes and has relations with a non-Jew. Yalda hamenu ben, they have a son, harezeh mamza. The son is a mamza. So because the son's father is not Jewish, he's a mamza. As I said, we don't paskin like this. This is not the law, but that is this opinion in the Mishnah. Ha'sa eim imoy bas Yisrael lekoyin, toichel betruma. What happens now is if eim imoy, if the mother of the daughter is a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, toichel betruma, she can still eat truma. So what's the case? Let's work this case out carefully. That the grandparent was a bas Yisrael that married a kohen. That's the grandparent. So the grandparent is permitted to eat truma because she was a bas Yisrael that married a kohen. She had a daughter, right? They had a daughter who is this has the status of a kohen because will go after the father. She has relations with a non-Jew, and the grandchild is a mamza. And then the kohen dies, and the daughter who's a kohen dies. So the mamza child allows, in this case, the grandmother to still eat truma, even though the grandmother is a bas Yisrael, even though the grandchild is a mamza, and the grandfather and the daughter have passed away, the mamza child confers the status onto the grandmother of being able to eat truma. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says mamza poisel umachel, is able to give the ability to eat truma. Because what you've got over here effectively is the grandchild who is a mamza conferring the ability on the grandmother to eat truma. And then finishes off the Mishnah bas kohen Yisrael lo toichel betruma. If it was the reversed case, if the grandmother was a kohen who married a Yisrael and the daughter was a Yisrael, and the grandchild is a mamza, and then the husband, which is the grandfather, and the daughter pass away. So you've got, she's a bas kohen, she's got a grandchild who's a mamza, but nevertheless that mamza prohibits her from eating truma again. So you see that a mamza can affect the grandparent in the scenario over here. And affect if the grandparent can eat truma or not eat truma.